To the next point of assuming that you did become a shomer, assuming you taka became a shomer. So the what is the nature of your chiv of shmirah? And we're discussing specifically a shomer chinam. Shomer chinam is you're doing a favor for someone, and you're only chayiv for pshia, for negligence. You're not chayiv for geneva va'aveda, which is a little bit more of a higher level of an oinus. So you're chayiv for pshia, you're not chayiv for geneva va'aveda. So now the question becomes, what's the nature of the chiv? So there are a few very geshmak gemaras. Again, we're going to talk about cases that it sound like there's a mixture between pshia and oinus. So before we get to knowing if something's a pshia or an oinus, we first have to get to, or maybe not first, maybe we'll discuss that over time, but how much are you mechuyev to be shomer? So by a shomer chinam, we're going to go with the rule that you're chayiv to be shomer, chayiv natrek de natre inchi. You have to do what's normal. So the one's going to talk about a case. What happens if the guy went away for a lunch break, and as he went, when he went for a lunch break, a taka got stolen? So is that pshia or is that geneva v'aveda? Meaning he wasn't there. What are you not there for? Well, what am I not there? Because I'm going on a lunch break. Lunch break is normal. You're expecting yes, shomer chinam to do more than the normal shmir. Everyone goes for a lunch break, right? So is that enough or is that not enough? So we're going to see that. And the most important thing we're going to discuss for the next, it's in Shulchan Aruch, it's from Sif Hey all the way till Yud Beis. From Vav to Yubayz, like 6-7 Sifim, about Tchilasa b'Pshia v'Soifa b'Oynes. You started off, and you did a Pshia, but your Pshia did not end up causing the problem. It ended up being an Oynes, you're Chayv or not Chayv. So, if you have a 5th grade or 6th grade son, this may come very handy, or 7th grade son, because maybe for some of us, that's the last time we ever learned a Mafkid. And, Chazer it with your son when you get a chance to learn it. But we'll see that these are very, very geshmaka sugyas. So, there's about, I want to spend today just learning the Gemara. We're going to learn a few Gemaras, and then we'll get into the Halacha. So, in the booklet, we start off on page Lamed Vav, Lamed Aleph. Lamed Vav. It's not Lamed Vav, Lamed Aleph. Where is it? No, well, why is it not that where I thought it was? No, it's Membez Amud Aleph. I'm sorry. Membez Amud Aleph is the classical case that we're gonna. Everything's gonna go back to that case. It's the first word on the line. It's page 19 in the booklet. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 lines up from the bottom of the page. It's the first word on the line. Hahu Gavra. There was a person. Da'afkid Zuzi Gabe Chavre. He gave his friend money to watch as a shomer chinam. Oisvinu betzrifa d'orvini. He put it into some sort of straw hut or something like that. Okay? And ignov, it got stolen. Now, Omar Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef says, Aval gavdul inin ganvini tirusahi. Really? I put it in a place that's pretty relatively safe from Ganovim. Ganovim don't check Tzrifa D'Orvinis for money. So therefore, as far as Ganovim are concerned, I put it in a very good place. I hid it in a pretty safe spot. But the problem is that there's always another concern, which is Eish, fire. Fire can also burn the money. So l'inyan nura pshiusei. When it comes to fire, it's a pshia. So was I right? Let's say you buy a safe. So you could buy a safe that has that like this. It's very low grade fire protection, right? So it doesn't really protect anything from fire, but you can't break into it. It's considered a very decent shmira for ganavim, right? Now, whenever you look in these safes, they always grade it by how easy it is to break in and how much fire protection it has. That's not much this case. Srifa Dorvin. So you put in a place that really lagabi fire, it's a pshia, but lagabi ganovim, it's a good shmira. and it didn't get burnt, it got stolen. So am I chayiv or not? So zok the Gemara, have a tchilosim b'pshia v'soifah b'oynes v'chayiv. Your tchilosim b'pshia v'soifah b'oynes is chayiv. V'ikadamri afagavdol in the nura p'shius. Now, what does that mean? You were poshea on the item. And since you were poshea on the item, you would think that you're chayiv. But in the end, it was oynes. So is it p'shia or is it oynes? So the Gemara says here that tchilasai b'pshia v'soifai b'oynes, right? You were pashea, but the pshia is not what did it. What did it was an oynes. Chayiv, you're chayiv anyway. V'ika da'amri, and some say avgav d'le'in yinura p'shiusai, even though it was a pshia for fire, b'le'in ganvi nitirusai, but since l'gabi what happened, it's a good shmira. So, what's the din? Tchilasa b'pshia v'soifah b'aynes potter. What's the halacha of hilchasa tchilasa b'pshia v'soifah b'aynes is chayiv? Okay? So, talking about Shem HaChinam, but it's true by Shem HaSachar also. Just the level of tchilasa b'pshia could be different. But the concept is the same. So now I originally thought maybe the lumdus, right? What's the lumdus over here? Because at the end, there was an oinus. At the end, it got stolen in a place that should not have gotten stolen. I put it in a place that's theoretically considered safe when it comes to Geneva, and for some reason, it got stolen anyway. So why is that my... Why am I chayiv? I was shomer it from Geneva. Who cares that I was tchilos and bepshia on something else? So originally, I thought maybe the pshat is that really a shomer, once you're poshea, you're irresponsible, so memeli you're chayiv for the pshia, really. Just normally, if nothing happened, I could return the item anyway. But here, that I can't return it, so now I'm not really chayiv for the item, so I'm really chayiv for the pshia. And I'm chayiv for the pshia, but I can't return the item, so memeli I'm chayiv. But normally, if the item still is around, I could pay for it. But we're going to see that that's not the pshat, because the nesivus says that you pay for the value of the item that it's worth at the time of the oinus, not the value of the item that it was worth at the time of the pshia. So if we are right that
what's the
example is here where you put it into a place that's not safe from fire, so you're pashea klape eish, but it's got stolen and it was a good shmir from Geneva. So therefore, legabi, what happened? It was a oinus. So the nesiva says that that's not pshat, because the nesiva says you only pay the value of the item that it's worth at the time, or not only, but you pay the value of the item that it's worth at the time of the oinus. So it sounds like we're being mechayiv you for the oinus. Normally, you're potter for oinus. So I think that what has to happen is like this. This that a shomer chinam is potter on oinsim, you could really ask a question. I took your item, I told you, hey buddy, no problem, leave it with me. Hanach lefanai, and with all dinei shmira, and the guy says, you know, this time the mafkid is the attorney, so he's like making sure that like he's protected. So he, you know, you mekabel shmira, yeah, mekabel shemachinam mishpatim, I got it, yeah, everything fine. So I'm a shemachinam. Then so now the guy was really mekabel on himself to be shomer your item, to provide a certain amount of shmira. So, Lamaisa, if an oinus happens, I trusted you. Why are you potter? The answer is because I did my chiyuv shmira. Something else happened. I'm not chayiv for everything. I was makayim my chiyuv shmira on the item. But I don't have a tur oinus if I wasn't makabel makayim my chiyuv shmira to begin with. I wasn't shomer the thing properly. Lamaisa, I wasn't shomer it properly. So now I come to you and I say, hey, where's my item? And you say, well, it was nanas. Okay, well, first, let's check the boxes. Did you do what you were supposed to? And then it says, no. So you lost your p'tur oinus.
It's only if the shia led to the oinus, right?
So we're going to get to that.
But I'm saying, but that svara doesn't... It's because that once I did something wrong and it led to the damage. It's not so much that... Oh. I'm not chayiv for the p'shia. I'm not chayiv for the...
So l'chor, you have to take it down one step further. And we have to say is maybe this far is also not a good svara, because lemaisa was nanas. Who says that I have to mekayiv? Let's say I fell asleep and it was nanas. So what? Lemaisa, I'm not chayiv for oinsim. I was never mekabel on myself, like we learned last week from the Ketzois. I wasn't mekabel on myself achiv on oinsim. So l'chor, what you have to do is take it a step further and even say Now, when you have tchilas of a pshia, and we're going to see in a minute that you're not chayiv in every case of tchilas of a pshia, so there's only certain cases that you're chayiv. You have to be able to attribute the oynes to the pshia. And basically, the lumdus is going to be is that since there's an oynes, even though an oynes happened, and normally oynes is not your fault, over here there's a way to say the oynes is your fault. It was an oynes, but you were pashea, and therefore the oynes is your fault, and therefore you're taka chayiv for the oynes. Normally you're not chayiv. Now let's see how this plays out. So Gemara before, lamed vavam and beis. Okay, itmar. Because you're taka chayiv for the oynes, so therefore whatever the value of the item is that the oynes, you're chayiv for it. Because if you're chayiv for the pshia, but you're really off the hook for the oynes, but you're chayiv only because you're a pashea, so really your obligation started already. Right when you're a pashea, you started the chayiv. So I should only pay for the value of the item that was at the time of the pshia. And now I'm stuck because it was nanas. So that's not pshat, because then you would only have to pay the value of the item at the time of the pshia. So what we're trying to say is more is that you, because you're a pashea, and we can connect the dots, you become now chayiv for the oynes itself.
Your shmira wasn't a good shmira, but haraya.
Because let's get to you're getting ahead of yourself. I mean, we're about to catch up to you. Let's get there. So let's see the next gemara and make the chilukim, okay? Because everything's about making the chilukim. The next gemara is on Lamed Vav Amud Beis. The gemara is by the two dots towards the top. Last word on the line. Itmar. Pasha ba, he was Peshea in the shmir of a cow. How was he Peshea? Rashi says he didn't lock the door. So he didn't lock the door and the animal got out. V'yotzisa la'agam. And it went out to a swampy area. Umesa kedarka, and it died. It dropped dead out there in the agam. So I did a pshia by not watching it. But really what happened was an oynes. It just died. So, is the shomer chayiv for that or not?
Yeah, in that case,
he
would be chayiv.
So, let's see. Abaye mishmei derabba, as a machlokes Abaye and Rava. Abaye mishmei derabba, amar chayiv. Rava mishmei derabba, amar potter. Okay? So, Abaye says chayiv, Rava says potter, they're both in the name of Rabba. Let's get to lumdus. Why? Abaye mishmei derabba, amar chayiv. I'm so confident in my psak that everybody has to hold like this. Of course, if you hold tchilas of b'shiyav soifah b'oynes chayiv, you're chayiv. Ela afilu l'man d'omar potter. Even if normally tchilas of b'shiyav soifah b'oynes is potter, halcha chayiv. Here you would be chayiv. My taima d'amrin and havla d'agma katla. It's not soifah b'oynes. It's soifah b'shiyah. Because you let it go to a place that because it's in that place, it died. It went to a bad air. It got exposed to dangerous air. And the air killed it. So therefore, it started off as pshia. And it ended off as pshia. So your pshia directly killed the animal. So Abaye holds your chayiv. Rava says your potter. We paskin like Rava. So let's focus on Rava here for a minute. Rava mishmei derabba amar potter kol daina deloy doyin ki agdina lav dainahu. I'm so confident in my psak that everybody has to hold my like my psak. They're both like so confident in their psak. The loy mi boy lemanda mitchilas b'shiyav seven bonus potter the potter. Obviously, if you're tchilas b'shiyav seven bonus potter is potter. I'll feel lemanda mechayiv halcha potter. Here you're potter. What's pshat nabaye? My taima de amrinan malach amoves. Mali hocha, mali hasam. Malach hamoves, malach, mali hocha. Apparently, animals also get killed by the malach hamoves.
There's no such thing as pshia.
There is such a thing as pshia. No. Hold on. If you feed the animal poison, then they killed it. But here, the animal dropped dead. Abaye doesn't attribute it to the air. Abaye says, the time came. The animal's time had come. It fulfilled its mission on this world to be the subject of this sugya, and you know that was the tachlis of the animal, and there should be a whole sugya about him. So this animal fulfilled this tachlis in this bria, and the time came and he died. So it had nothing to do with the pshia. Because in other words, Abaye is saying if the time of the animal came and it died, and it's not because of the place that it was, it would have died had it stayed right here also. Because it's the malchum of it's time. The animal's an old guy, and it just it dropped dead. So had it gone to the agam, or had it stayed put, either way, it would have died at this exact moment. And therefore, according to Abaye, according to Rava, your potter, because malach hamav is maliachim malihasam. Now, what do you see from this Gemara? This is what David was saying earlier. What do you see from this Gemara? I thought we say tchilasa b'pshia v'soifa b'oynes is chayiv. So what's Abaye saying? It's an oynes. I know malach hamav is an oynes. Not my fault, but I was pshia. So here is the main yisoid you see from this Gemara. You see from this Gemara yisoid that in order to be chayiv and tchilasa b'pshia v'soifa b'oynes, it has to be that the oynes is related to the pshia. It has to be some sort of connection. You have to connect the dots between the oynes and the pshia. It can't just be out of the blue an oynes happened. And two things. I was pshia and there's an oynes. No. It has to be that the oynes somehow only happened because of the pshia. So let's take the case of Tzrifa d'Orvani. It got stolen. Now, Lamaisa, had I not put it in that safe that's not fireproof, it would not have gotten stolen from there. Because the ganav happened to be checked over there. And that's a place that I put it. And I was pesheh for putting it there. So because I was pesheh, that happened. Had I left it in a fireproof place, maybe the ganav wouldn't have checked there. And therefore, the oynes came because of what I was pesheh. If I locked the door, and I left the door open and went to a dangerous place and I got shot over there, so then it's my fault, because had it not been there, it wouldn't have gotten killed. But over here, if the oynes has nothing to do with the pshia, then you're off the hook.
They're still very different. In this case with the cow, the pshia not led directly to the animal dying in a buying. The case of the money put in the hut, because you weren't shomere, it left for the ish, it left it available for it.
Well, that's why Abaye is saying that you're chayiv even if you're normally potter, because it's taka more connected. Abaye is saying it's taka not part of the sugya of itzchal subshias of minus, because Abaye is saying that havladagma katla, so therefore it's soifa b'pshi also. You're right, in Abaye it's a lot more connected. All we need to say is, had you not been pesheh, would this have happened? That's the only question we have to answer. We don't have to answer the question of, well, you know, maybe the ganav would have taken it from a different fireproof safe. Okay, but that's not that. That.
No, but would Abaye be masking that first case from the base is potter?
No.
No.
He would say chayiv because
it's not
Abaye. What do you mean? Would he be masking? Abaye would say that sugya is totally in the machloikas to chal sub shev sev abayin. It's chayiv or potter.
But that's what the point I'm trying to make is that Abaye's case of the pshia leading to the onis is not the same as that case. That pshia didn't lead to the onis. The pshia made it available that a totally different onis could happen.
Correct. But that's why that sugya is a machloikas. And Abaye is saying this sugya is called dain deloy danik daidina lav dainahu. Because over here, even if you hold potter, you're chayiv, because it's directly related. I'm asking, it's more related. Abaye also saying it's more related. Abaye is saying so much so it's more related that even if you hold potter there, you're chayiv here. But he doesn't mean to say that over there, the mandam are chayiv can't be mechayiv you. Okay? So we take out of this sugya, this yisoid, that in order to make tchiyasu pshia of sova b'oynes chayiv, it has to be that the oynes is related to the pshia. So now this is what you were saying before. So now let's reevaluate the lumdus. If the lumdus is that we're just trying to mechayiv for the pshia, it wouldn't make sense. Either, like I was saying originally, you're chayiv for the pshia and you just have to return the item, so why would it have to be related? Number one. Or number two is tam, you weren't mechayiv yachiv shmira. So now you're chayiv for the oynes. That's not true either. Really, the lumdus is that what we're saying is the oynes is not really an oynes. Because since the oynes only happened because you were poshea, memela, right? Memela, you lose your tainus oynes because we consider that to be part of your pshia. It's included in your pshia. So let's say, for example,
your shmira isn't a good shmira because it didn't protect you from the pshia. So then even the oynes, it's not a good shmira. So hagam, it wasn't oynes. You didn't do a good shmira. You only protected if you did a good shmira.
Right.
You didn't do a good shmira.
So there's a case that happened. I don't know if it really happened, but it definitely could have happened. No, but someone told me about the case that someone went away, and they asked their neighbor, "We don't want to leave our car in our house." I'm not sure why not. Oh no, I think that what happened was that they wanted to park their car. They were driving to the airport, and they have someone that lives near the airport, so they wanted to park their car by that person's house. And here's the keys. I'm just kind of in a rush. I'm leaving the car, park it wherever it is. And so, Lamaisa, they parked it like for temporarily, they had people, they parked it like in the street, like in a bad spot. And things could happen and whatever. Lamaisa, it was under a coconut tree, and one of the coconuts fell down and smashed the dent at the top of the car. So, the coconut falling, pashtus is oinus. It's definitely gneva v'aveda. It's definitely not pshia. It's not common that those things happen. And therefore, it was an oinus. But was he poishea for putting the car in a bad spot to begin with? Or what are you putting it in the middle of the street for?
Who was the owner of
the
car?
No, the shomer. The owner was running to the airport. Here's my car. Here's my keys. Move it as you move it. Move it as needed. Move it as needed. No problem. So the shomer put it under the tree, which is not necessarily a pshia clapping the coconut,
right.
But it was a pshia because it was a bad spot to begin with, because it was like in the street.
Right.
It wasn't a good place to be. So
there's no parking area.
But it is connected, because had it not been there, it wouldn't have hit the coconut. Right. The coconut wouldn't have hit it. So it is connected. Stomach is chayev. David, what are you telling me?
Depends if you move the circle.
Just because the tree was in the street.
Yeah, but that's the idea we're saying. Chalos of Peshia, so everyone says, as long as we can see a relationship, that had you not been Peshia, then the oinus would not have happened. That's the chayev of this case. So you putting it in a place you have no business putting it, because there's no parking area.
Yeah, so if another car hit it, that's one thing. But
Now it's Tchiyos HaBepshia V'Soifa
B'Oynes.
It does have a connection, because on the yes parking areas there's no coconut trees.
You couldn't have foreseen that.
That's why it's Soifa B'Oynes.
So you were not completely...
What? Even if you're not aware, but you shouldn't have put it there. Lamaisa, you're a Peshea, because you shouldn't have put it there.
If you put it there and then an asteroid hits, I see you're a Peshea for leaving it there, but an asteroid hit it. Doesn't that idea of foreseeability? It's more foreseeable if you leave it under a coconut tree and the coconuts are ripe.
You wonder if it's mamish and oinus gomer that you can't necessarily say came machmas the pshia. I'm not sure. Yeah, but it could have, but it wouldn't have.
Yeah, but it didn't. We're after landed on the street out of my driveway.
Right, but the pshia didn't bring mazik, because he could have come an hour later and moved the car and it's fine.
I understand.
So if nothing had happened, he would be off the hook.
But the nexus is once he parked it there, so it's already in a poshea, right, position, right? So then either you say, like David's saying, that's a pagam in the whole shmira itself, right? Or again, because there is a nexus. The nexus is that once you poshea, then anything that happens, whether an asteroid, whether a coconut, whether a scooter, a kid on a scooter hits it, it does make a difference.
Right. I would assume that it doesn't make a difference, and according to what we're paskening, that tchilas of b'shiyah v'soiv ha'moin is chayiv, I think you would be chayiv in this case. Okay? I think you would be chayiv in such a case. The only tzad, maybe not, is last sugya, which is maybe you never came a shomer to begin with.
So in your case of an asteroid coming down on a coconut, I think you could expect an asteroid.
But I don't think it matters. The question is, does it matter? At the end of the day, if the asteroid hit, if it would have hit even the spots that were illegal, so then you're potter, because it has nothing to do with the pshia. But if it punked hit right over here,
right?
So then that's a different story. And, you know, I don't think we have to, by the way, as even if after all the science videos you watch, I don't think we have to worry that asteroids are going to destroy the planet. Don't worry. So what?
They changed it. It said it's 3.2 now, it's 0.03.
Yeah, what?
The asteroid that's coming around.
It's only a few million miles off. Don't worry about it. Okay.
It's actually one coming.
A case where someone was cliche, and let's say this guy, he parked the car over there, he's got him in the shmira, everything's bad, nothing happens for a day, and then he moves it to a good place. So any type of, and then something happens.
Like no. So then he's then Pashas is off the hook. Once he moves, he's off the hook, right? So. That's for sure. Now,
in other words, he was masalik his ishmir.
Right. I think that the main p'tur that this guy would have, the shomer, is maybe based on last sugya, which is maybe he never became a shomer to begin with. Oh, you're going to the airport, you want to leave your car? No problem, leave your car here. But who said no problem, leave your car here, makes me a shomer? Now, the difference between last cases, because we're not in an airport, I'm telling you, bring it to my property. And the guy put it into my driveway, gave me the keys. So once I say, yeah, leave it in my driveway, maybe that's already more shmira than the case we had before. So I think the main tour on the guy would not be out the coconut. I think the main tour would be that maybe he's not a shomer to begin with. If you're not a shomer to begin with, you're only chayiv on real pshi. You're not chayiv on tzchilas of b'shiyah v'sof v'mayinus. You're only chayiv if you really mazik the guy. So I think that may be the p'tor, but I think that would be a classical tchilas of a pshia v'soif v'bo'inus case that that could be discussed. Now, there's one more case, which is the sheet. I only made copies in the booklet of Perek HaMafkid, because that's the main place where all the sugyas are. But there are sugyas that keep on coming up from other places, so that's why I have to throw in here and there different gemaras. But anyway, I put out copies of the gemara there. It's a Gemara inside the Gimel Amud Aleph Bava Metzira. It's a Gevaldika case. Hahu Raya. There was a shepherd. It's inside the Gimel Amud Aleph on the bottom two blinds. To have a ko roi chiyusa aguda denar papa. He was shepherding animals on the banks of the Papa River. Sarig chada minayu v'nafla slamaya. One of them slipped. Asla kamei deraba upatre. He came to Rabbi, he parted to him. Amar, my havali lamevad. What should he do? Hanata kedenatri inchi. Didn't he do shmir of the way, which is normal to do? And therefore he's not chayiv. Fine. So Amar le abaye elameata alamasa beidna daily inchi. If he took a lunch break and he went to the city. At a normal time that it's common for people to go, hachanami the potter, are you going to tell me he's potter? Amar le in. Yeah, it's normal. Gana porta, but in the gun when she fell asleep at the time that it's normal to fall asleep. Hachanami de pata malay in. Esve, someone asks a whole question that it's not true. Right? So the Gemara basically says that, back and forth. And the bottom line of the Gemara is that Shomer Sachar, we paskin, does not have the excuse of Nata Kedinatri Inchi. Shomer Sochar, or shepherd, you're paying the guy. You can't go ahead and do those types of things. But Shomer Chinam can be yoytze with not you can do not treat inchi. So I want to just go down a little bit, about 5-6 lines. Yeah, because Shomer Sochar is makabal a lot more. I don't know, nowadays Shomer Sochar is so common. Where Shomer Sochar, because most people you don't pay someone to watch your thing. But where Shomer Sochar is common is if it's part of something else. And if you have an office manager and you're paying them to do the office work, it could be included in that as the shmira of the items and stuff like that. Or you have an uman, someone that's hired to work in your house or work on a property.
You also then get into Dina, whether or not the state requires you to give breaks. Legally, they have to have breaks.
Yeah, but even if they can have a personal break, do they have to be maimed somewhat b'mkoymam and say, look, I'm leaving, will you take over now for the hour? I can't just leave it unmanned, I don't know. So Eisve, it's a few lines down, second to last word on the line. Eisve, Roya Shaya Roya v'iniach edroy u'bola'ir. So the Roya was shepherding, and he left the flock, and he came into the city. Bo ze'ev v'taraf u'bo ari v'daras. A lion or a ze'ev came and attacked the animals. Ein Oimrim, we don't say, Ilu Haya Sham Haya Matzil. If you were there, you could have saved it. El Oim Din Oisei, Im Yochel Hatzel Chayim, Vim Lav Potter. It depends, could you have saved it or not? My Lav, the all Be'idna Da'ili Inshi. It must be that he went in a place at a time that he was supposed to go. Loi Da'al Be'idna Da'loi Ali Inshi. Yochi Amai Potter, Tchilas of Bashiach Sefer Bo'inus Chayim. The Shama Kol Aryev all. So let me explain the Gemara outside because it's a little complicated. The Gemara here is talking about a case that a shepherd went into the city, and when he went left to go to the city, at the time that he was away, a lion came and attacked the a wolf came and attacked the sheep, and he was not there to cry wolf. So there was no boy to cry wolf. So he wasn't there. So is he chayiv or not? Is he chayiv? So the Gemara ends up basically saying that it depends. It depends on two factors. Number one, was he poisheya or was he not poisheya? If he left at the normal time, he's not poisheya and he's off the hook. He was shomer the animal. When you ask, if you're only asking me to be a shomer chinam, means you're not willing to pay someone to do your shmirah, then you're taking the risk that when the guy's going to go and take his bray, he's not going to be foolproof, then he's potter. But let's say he left at a time that he wasn't expected to leave, so he was Peshea. Now that he was Peshea, is he Chayev for the lion or not? So Zakhtar Gemara, it depends. If we could say that had he been there, he could have protected the animals, so then his Peshea caused the thing to happen. But if he couldn't have protected the animals, even had he been there, so Memela. Memela is Potter. So the shaila is, tchilasa bepshia v'soifai ba'ainas. He left, and now that he left, the animals came. So the answer is what we said before. At that point, we cannot connect the dots and say that the ainas happened because of the pshia. Because even had he not been poishea, the ainas would have happened. Because even if he was there and the lion came, what would he have done? He would have run away. Nothing changed. But if he's a type of lion or a type of wolf that he's trained in protecting.
And the type of guards that have the guns.
Right, or makla v'royim. So mamela, the whole oinus only happened because of the pshia, and then he's going to be chayiv. Now, it happens to be off the topic, there's a gemara in Daf Kuf Hei, or Kuvav maybe, in Bav Metzia, that the gemara over there says that can the mafkid have a taina on the roya? And he could say, because there's a whole type of things over there, that one person could tell the other, that maybe, you know, my schusim of tefillah would have worked, my schusim of this would have worked. So he says, what do you mean? I have so much confidence in you, my dear Roya. Why do you think I hired you? You're such a high-level person. You're such a chosh of a guy that I knew that had you been there, Hashem would have made a nace for you. And Memela, like David HaMelech, you find David HaMelech was able to fight off even the greatest lions. You, my dear Roya, you're like the level of David HaMelech. Why can't I assumed that that's why I hired you? You could be there, and Hashem would have protected you. And Memela, it is your pshia
because
Memela, is that a good taina? So the Gemara says, the Roya Katayna back, my dear owner, you're such a tzaddik that Hashem should have saved it from you to happen in the first place. Right? So Memela, he says, the Gemara says he doesn't have that taina. But the Gemara here is not focusing on that part of it. So Al Kopanim, here's a third Gemara that you see the same Yesod. That we pasken tchilasa bepshia v'soifa ba'ines is chayiv. But we have two Gemaras now proving the same point. That's only true when you can connect the oinus to the pshia. The first Gemara that we have to prove that is the Gemara by Malchamavis Malihacha Malihasam, that he's Pasha Bavayatza La'agam, and the animal was, you were Pasha, the animal went to a place and died, but we say Malchamavis Malihacha Malihasam. That's case number one. Case number two is this case that that since the Roya could not have protected the animals anyway, so since even if he's Peshed and he left at the wrong time, he would be potter because it has nothing to do with the oinus. These are the cases that the Gemara directly speaks about, Kishma, three sugyas. And next week, Mr. Shem, we'll get into, we'll start seeing Shulchan Aruch and see how it plays out. But these are the sugyas that came out. All the Rishonim basically agree to this point. About the last point, by the way, the Ravid does pasuk like that. The Ravid does say that the mafkid can say, had you been there, you could have, you don't know your own koiches, you don't know your own strengths, he's a good mashgiach, and he could have said, Lemaisa, you don't know your own koiches, you could have protected the animals had you been there, and therefore the Ravid actually is machayev, but the Rambam and the Rif and the Rosh don't, and therefore we paskin that like we said, Pashtus in the Gemara, that since Pashtus, he could not have protected the animals, it's an oinish which is not b'machmas the Pshia.
So it becomes a very subjective machlokes. That you yourself, we believe that you have the fortitude to do it, but Yanin, you know, doesn't.
What's Pshat and the Ravid, you mean?
Yeah.
The Ravid is a chiddush.
The Ravid's going with the whole thing about the neshamas and the animals.
Right. I mean, the Olam knows, right, that Rabbi Melech Biederman made famous before Rosh Hashanah, that it's talking about in that sugya. It's a Gevaldika Rashi in Bamitzia, that the case was that I hired a guy to plant wheat, and he ended up planting barley. The barley failed, but the wheat, there was a maka of wheat in the whole country. So the guy says, look, I was Mishana, I planted barley. But it makes no difference, because had I planted wheat, it would have been destroyed anyway, because there was a makas medina on the wheat. And the Gemara says, you're chayiv, and we pass in Chesh Mishpat, you're chayiv, because the guy could have a taina, and the way Rashi learns the taina, he says, what do you mean? On Rosh Hashanah, I davened. On Rosh Hashanah, I davened for Hatzlacha in my wheat.
Right.
And since I davened in Hatzlacha for my wheat, Hashem would have given me Hatzlacha in wheat. You went in and planted barley, so my tefillahs were not accepted. And Memela, V'tigzar oimer v'yakim loch, Rashi says. A person davens for something, it's Mekobel, and that's a tefillah in Chesh Mishpat. That if he davened for Hatzlacha in this, and the other guy was Mishaneh,
even though
there was a Makas Medina, he could still be Tevedah. He davened for Hatzlacha for wheat. Maybe. You have to see how the post can bring it down. But the case was that he davened for Hatzlacha in the wheat, and that taka is brought down. You have to know how that shtims is all the Musa shmuz, and you're not supposed to daven for your own things on Rosh Hashanah, but that's a separate discussion.
Okay.